You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Awesome God. I want to greet the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, that is in our midst even right now. I want to greet the noble apostle Jameel Gale and our beautiful elect lady Barbara Gale. I honor you, sir, and your children. I give honor to Dr. Brown and his wife, amen. Bishop Shaw, amen, and his wife and children. Amen. I give honor to all of the appointed ministers, our musicians, all of our saints, visitors, and children.
Hallelujah.
Last but not least, I give honor to the most handsome man in the room.
Yeah. Amen. Okay.
Yeah. My husband. And I know some of us need an envelope.
Yeah.
I'm getting into the word so we can get into
deliverance.
Yeah. The power of consistency. Yeah. Told you how I wept when I got the word. To be consistent, it simply means that whatever you do has to become a habitual practice. It simply means doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Let me see all the hands that can send a text message without looking at your phone. You know, we have some liars in here, because I know we have some more folks that can text without looking at their telephone. You text so often that your finger knows exactly where to find TWZORY. Hello? We are talking about the power of consistency.
Yes, that has to be.
When you allow yourself to become distracted, you slow down the process of consistency. Like some of us right now, the enemy is fanning us. Some people want to sleep right about now, and it is time to be delivered. Yes. It is time for a breakthrough.
Yes.
The Lord said to tell you, don't stop now.
Amen.
Quitting is not an option.
Amen.
Some of us, we are at our breaking point.
Yes.
Some of us are sick and tired of being anointed. Some of us are sick and tired of getting a prophetic word.
Yes.
But I've got a word from the Lord for you. Don't stop. Now the Lord reason with me. How do you think prison break happened? Prison break calls for the power of consistency. All you need is maybe a little knife or a bone.
Keep digging and digging.
Keep digging.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. May take a few years.
If you keep digging into this wood,
eventually
you'll get through it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If you begin rubbing two sticks together, sooner or later,
you have a fire.
You have fire.
Hallelujah.
Well, somebody bless God. If you keep rubbing two stones together, sooner or later, you have fire, honey.
My God.
I asked the Lord why this word. The Lord said, this is where my people are missing it. Hello? We pray today like I said last night. Tomorrow, we don't feel the vibe. Hello? You sow seed today, and tomorrow you said, I'm going to cook it. Or tomorrow, I'm going to wear it. Or tomorrow, I might just give it away. We do more foolishness with what God has blessed us with than how we honor God with that which God has blessed us with.
Amen.
Come on and tell the truth, I'm guilty.
Amen.
You will come out if you keep at it. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor. If you keep at it,
you will come out.
One of these days,
an old woman did not understood the word of the Lord. She read her Bible and she heard Jesus spoke to the disciples, and Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, without doubting in his heart, it shall happen. So the daughter bought a beautiful house, and the mother believed that the mountain was blocking the view of the house. And every morning she got up and she stretched her right hand and she said, you mountain, I command you to be removed. And her children laughed and they mocked and they jeered her. But every morning consistently she got up, she stretched forth her right hand, she said, I'm commanding you to be removed. One day they noticed, they saw men walking around the mountain.
Amen.
Only come to find out that they desired to do something. They were going to build a bridge and they had to get rid of the mountain. Don't tell me what God will or will not do if you keep at it. Not a neighbor, poke a neighbor and say, neighbor, keep at it. The power of consistency will get you out or pull you down. Because some of us don't have anything positive to say. Keep at it.
Amen.
You'll never move from where you are.
That's right.
Keep at it and you'll keep on going down.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
The power of consistency. Hold up your right hand and declare that I am the righteousness of God. You think you can do that every day?
Yes.
Just get up every day and say, I am the righteousness of God.
Hallelujah.
And before you know it, that cussing leave your tongue. Before you know it, that fighting demon leave you alone.
Yes.
Simply because your body begins to take on the form that you are decreeing. You're giving life. Can I take my time? Because we're going somewhere.
Amen.
Satan 8, the verse 33 through
through 36. Jesus tells us that we can be in bondage due to strongholds in our lives.
Yeah.
And his solution was to continue in my word, and he shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Continue in my word. To be consistent, you must continue. You may ask a question, how can I be consistent? You know how people get rid of strongholds in their lives? Consistency through meditation.
Yes.
Come on now.
Amen.
Consistency in reading the word of the Lord.
Amen.
You pray when you don't feel like it.
Amen.
You ever pray and feel like you're praying foolishness?
Yes. Yes.
You ever pray and hear yourself praying the same thing over again?
Yes.
And Satan is just right there on your shoulder saying, did you not just say that?
Yes.
And you just feel like a little dummy. And he said, just get up. It made no sense. You ever pray and feel a prayer hitting the roof and coming back down and you, but not your neighbor, say, neighbor, still pray.
Yes, 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 yes,
pray,
yes.
Enough.
Still pray.
Amen.
Come on and bless God. Come on and bless God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know how we come to have different languages? Consistency. Birth, different languages.
Yeah.
So listen. A group of people came together.
Yes.
And they determined that never again we understood, we heard how God destroyed the earth with a flood.
Won't happen again.
And this can never happen to me.
Okay.
Can you imagine someone put on,
I'm gonna go to the last
a conference and then get a group of people to come together in one conference and they encourage each other until they have one voice.
Yes.
And they encourage each other until they have one mind.
Yeah.
And they said, we are going to build a tower.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We are going to build it so high. And I heard somebody ask, how high did the ark went? And they found out that the ark was rested on Mount
Ararat.
Uh-huh. Ararat. And they said, okay, so we are going to build this tower straight up into God's face.
Yeah.
Taller than
Mount
Ararat.
Yes, my Lord.
And they began,
Jesus,
to work together. Somebody shout, work together.
Work.
Not your neighbor and say, work together. Not a neighbor and said, change your mindset right now. Because a miracle is about to take place. Look at another neighbor and said, I'm not leaving here the way I came.
I'm not leaving here the way I came.
So you better get your mind together. Said, as long as you're sitting in my row,
I have one eye on the preacher
and one eye on you. And every time you feel your neighbor being distracted, nudge them.
Yeah,
come on, the was standing in here. Every time you see somebody dozing off, nudge them. Say, a miracle is about to happen.
Yeah, can't sleep.
And they built.
Yes, they did.
And they built.
Yes, they did.
And they continue to build.
Yes.
And God had to call a conference in heaven.
Yes,
yes, sir.
And God said, behold, the people are with one mind.
Yes.
They are determined.
God said that they are determined,
yes,
and nothing can stop them.
Amen.
Oh, I wish you could feel the power. How come both standing in your side?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
but I'm a second, yes.
Accomplished. Oh God.
You see, because God move in oneness. Will somebody praise him? I said, God, move in oneness. God, move in unity. God, hate discord. So let me tell you something. If one person is waving purple, everybody wave purple. If one person is clapping, everybody clapping. If one person is standing, one heart,
one mind,
one mind. Everybody shout one voice.
One voice.
Oh Lord.
One purpose. Hallelujah. One goal.
One goal.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, sir. We have to go
them.
We have to go down.
It's to go down.
We have to go down. Yeah. We can't stay up here.
It's to go down.
Yes.
And possess them.
Yes.
I'm going to give one Chinese language. I'm going to give one an African language. I'm going to give one French. And, I'm going to give one English. And I'm going to give one Patois.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
And one start to look at the other side. Ching chang chang, and they do, and they're like, oh, where y'all say, where y'all say, where y'all say? One mind.
Yes.
Yes.
I like what Sister Esther said. She said, I'm coming back next year and I will have a proper testimony.
Yes.
If everybody get out there and just tell one and just drag one, this room won't be able to hold us because we'll duplicate ourselves.
Yes. Amen.
Oh God. Hallelujah.
I got a word today.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said, you have so much to do that I'm putting prophets around you.
Amen.
Amen. Yes,
amen. What a blessing.
Yes.
I said, what a blessing.
Yes.
While some of you were feasting, God was here pointing out prophets and prophetess.
Mm.
Wow. For consistency, to be productive, you must possess the mind of focus.
All right now.
Some of us are in here right now, and some of us thinking what we're going to do when we leave here. Going to cheesecake, to put on some weight.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
And some is saying, man, I'm going to hang out, I'm going bowling.
Go
no
to
doubt
movies.
You sent some texts out there already. So we were hooking up. We'll be hooking up.
All right.
Not your neighbor. I said, neighbor! Stay in the room with me! Neighbor, let your mind be on miracles and signs and wonders because God is going to do. Somebody shout a new thing!
A new thing! This become perfect.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Jesus.
Yes.
My Lord.
When Apostle and I were children, we practiced ministry.
Yes.
All right. All right.
Long time. They don't know. A long time we didn't know this thing. Many, many years.
We've been burying lizard.
Yes.
Because they were the members of the church. We were little children. Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on.
Yes.
He was the preacher. And I was the singer.
Yes.
But I tell you something, we had a great church.
Yes.
Because it was only two of us.
Amen.
Yes.
And the lizard, them that don't have sense.
No power, no fight.
And I tell you something, every once in a while we have to kill a lizard because a member of the church have to die so that we can perform a funeral. Wish to God our mother understood what was going on, or our father, or our sisters and brothers.
They never understand.
I think sometimes they just look at us and hear us preaching and singing, and they just had a good field day of laughing.
Yes.
The power of consistency will bring to you personal prosperity.
Amen.
The only reason why some folks don't have seed to sow is because you're not consistent in the little that you should be setting aside. Every time you set a little aside, you dip in it. And tomorrow you make it up and you dip right back in it. And there is no consistency because you're not focused.
Yes. That's true, preacher.
I want to tell you something about the subconscious mind. Within the subconscious mind, some of us lack consistency because of the self-fulfilling prophecy that was prophesied on us. Sister Bernadine spoke about that last night. She was told that she was nothing. She was told she wouldn't be anything. She was told that she was ugly. But she determined not to allow self-fulfilling prophecy to take over her life. She swore above it. She said, I will make them ashamed. And she get up and she swore above it. Not your neighbor. And say, neighbor, swore. And can I tell you the truth? That was such a lie from the pit of hell.
Amen.
And I've had the opportunity to have those ladies come back to me. I see some of these ladies wearing makeup now. I said, so how do you put on your makeup? He said, oh, you have no idea. I'm loving me now.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody bless God, not your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Come on, come on, touch somebody else and say, neighbor, love you. If you can cripple fear, you will obtain.
Amen.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
I told you where fearful people goes. Fearful people go to the same place where murderers go. Nudge your neighbor and say, are you fearful? If you are going to be successful, if you are going to meet your goals, Sister Doreen, you have to be committed.
Yeah. Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And how can we ask God to be committed to us when we are not committed to Him? But it's time to be committed.
Yes.
Oh, somebody bless God.
Hallelujah.
Let me explain this to you. You must now become emotional and attack the task.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hello?
Amen.
You can't play with it.
Amen.
I said you can't play with it.
Amen.
Bear in mind that you must face the inevitable. Because there are challenges that face us day after day, night after night. And can I tell you, our life reflects our thought process.
Amen. Amen.
Our life reflects that which is coming out of our mouth. Because that which you speak, that is what you are.
Yes.
Oh, somebody bless God in this
Hallelujah.
House. Somebody bless God.
Hallelujah.
If you want to be happy, then speak about happy things.
Amen.
Come on and bless God.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
Amen.
Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, if there be any virtue, think on these things. Look at another neighbor and say, neighbor, you hear what you need to be thinking about? Say those things.
Don't give high blood pressure.
Stressed out. Talking about you can't pass your exam, you're stressed out. Husband want to touch you, but you're stressed out. Wife want to rub your bald head, but you're stressed out. Honey, not now. You know that men deny women too.
Yes,
not my bald head man, don't look at him. Look at the other bald heads. Oh, some people are happy that they're wearing hair today, boy. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor. Wealth. Happiness.
Happiness.
Peace of mind. Are well within your reach. Say it again. Say, neighbor.
Wealth.
Happiness. And peace of mind. Are well within your reach.
Yes.
I'm going to get it. Let it rip.
If you are going to be prosperous, you need a prosperity mindset.
Amen.
Who?
Yeah.
Who am I talking to?
Yeah.
I said if you are going to be prosperous, you could sow seed until you drop dead.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Until you have a prosperous mindset, you'll eat all of your harvest and all of your seed.
Yes.
Not to them as a neighbor, wake up!
Neighbor, wake up.
God wants to bless you, but God said before he can bless you, you must change your mindset.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody bless God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody bless God.
Hallelujah.
Let my mind.
Your mindset needs to drive you to become exceptional.
Yes.
That mindset needs to drive you to be consistent.
Yes.
To be what? Positive.
Mm-hmm.
Be consistent.
Yes.
Be consistent.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.